Hello, happiness seekers. My name is Claudia. Welcome back to the Alphabet Happiness 26-Day Boost. Each day I'm sharing a quick science-backed happiness tip, one for every letter from A to Z, inspired by my new book, as we come down to my big book launch party at the Science Museum in London on October 31st. And this is letter 21st. So we are almost there, which means that the book launch is just around the corner and I just cannot wait for it. So thank you so much to all of you who are tagging the book and me in your posts, and so many of you writing to me to say that you have purchased the book, which I absolutely love. Please remember that if you tag other friends and other people in your posts, they will enter the chance of winning the signed copy of The Alphabet of Happiness. But also, please, if you have few positive things to say about the book, please absolutely leave your review on the Goodreads or any other retailer so more people get curious about the book and will spread that happiness. But today is the letter U for uncertainty. And I think truly that is a topic we all find tricky. To be honest, I don't think so I met anyone who said, yeah, I love being uncertain in life. I think that's absolutely wonderful feeling. Uncertainty is the state of not knowing what will happen next due to possible outcomes, due to different risks, due to randomness of the situation, due to different factors that we cannot control. And we won't be surprised to see that research shows that uncertainty is even more stressful than facing predictable negative consequences. That is, we are more stressed by the fact that we don't know what's going to happen than when we actually face the negative events in life. And I really think that we can truly all relate to that, not knowing what's going to happen is a very unpleasant and strong emotion. And on this chapter, I work closely with Caroline Pankhurst, the founder of Be Braver, a business coaching consultant and researcher in the psychology of courage. And she very much stresses that if everything were certain and predictable, we would be very quickly replaced by robots and we lose the essence of what humanity is with its creativity, innovation, and learning. So in other words, playing it safe might be tempting, but still, it is via uncertainty that we learn new skills, create innovative solutions, and generate lucky opportunities in life that can get us the happiness we are after. So even though it's such an unpleasant feeling, there are benefits when it comes to dealing with uncertainty. And in the Alphabet of Happiness, I explore different methods of tackling our worry when facing the unknown. And one of my favorite techniques is to write down what scenario of what if it does work? Okay, so if you are worrying about the future outcome, if you are not sure whether to undertake a certain risk or whether to start something new, write down your ideal scenario. What will you gain if the risk you plan to take pays off? What will you gain if the positive things will happen as a result of your choices? In our conversation, Caroline absolutely stressed that we cannot predict and foresee all of the things that we haven't yet experienced or discovered in the world. And that's why writing the ideal outcome and imagining how it will feel is so powerful. It allows our mind to focus on all of the gains, benefits, positive results that will enrich our life and bring us happiness, rather than thinking about all of the negative things that may happen as a result of taking certain choices. So thank you so much for listening. Again, hope the hack can ease some of the worry you might be experiencing in the face of the unknown. And I see you tomorrow for the next letter and your daily happiness book. And of course, if you're joining us for the first time, remember, if you would like a summary of all of the letters we've explored so far, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter on Substack. Simply look for the Happiness Challenge. Thank you so much. Bye.